You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right. Today I have Dr. Lisa Wisniewski on the line, and she's founder over at Bell's Notebook. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to get into your launch of the Millennial Academy. Really excited to talk about this. First off, congrats on launching the Academy.
Thank you so much. We're really excited for the launch. It's been 2 years in the making. So this has it's a wonderful day today.
So this is exciting. We're going to get into it. But before we do, let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing at Bell's Notebook. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. So really, we have our roots in blogging. Bell's Notebook started as a blog because I wanted to write a book. So at first, I was just going to talk about my journey in writing and publishing this book, and that had been a lifelong dream of mine, and it had evolved into so much more. So where we started in blogging, we still blog at Bell's Notebook. However, we have now evolved into publishing, so we now have book series that are coming out, mostly focused on reflection and guided journaling and all of that fun stuff. We're also on a podcast, which is Progress Not Perfection with Dr. W, where we take the publishing aspects and do podcast episodes. And officially today, we've launched into a full academy. So those are the big things that are happening over at Bell's Notebook.
That's awesome. And I think that's a great transition. So let's just dive right into the Millennial Academy. So where do you want to start with this one? First off, what inspired this academy?
Oh, yes. So I should also say that, my day job is I'm a college professor. So I've been teaching for close to 10 years. I don't even want to admit that anymore, but it's the truth, right? So I teach in social sciences. I live in Connecticut, so I'm in Connecticut colleges. And, there's a lot of questions that students have that don't always get answered on college, right? Like, okay, what do I do with this degree? Like, how does it really look like, right? What is the world? And I know, colleges have, career services and other things to help with that, but where do we get into the career planning and the mentoring and all these different aspects, right? So over my years of teaching, I realized, all students have the same question, and where do they have a source of resources or information on how to get this, right? And I also noticed in my research that there's so many resources available for someone who's mid-career or transitioning into a CEO or executive level, but where are the coaches for the early career folks, right? Yeah. So that was, this pondering that I had for a while, and then talking to colleagues, they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. And this is how I can contribute, right? These are the ways that I can help early career people. So what started as an organic, hey, I'm noticing a gap, has turned into a way to potentially solve a problem for, young professionals, right? So what the Millennial Academy is, it is a database of e-courses on various topics that people can access at a much lower cost than, let's say, going to a university program, but also help them in planning the early stages of their career.
Man, that's awesome. I love this. And what kind of, I want to go a little bit more into the nuts and the bolts of it, so to speak. So, because there's some people listening right now that they're like, wow, this is, it sounds really cool, something that they want to explore. Tell us a little bit more about the content or the courses.
Sure. So for launch day, today's launch day, and it's our first course that went up. And actually today it's focused on imposter syndrome. And that was simply inspired by my audience over at Bell's Notebook. I had done a few podcasts about imposter syndrome, and that really was my audience was tell me more. I need to know more about this. I didn't realize that I kind of fall into it until you said it, right? So it was really this topic that I wanted to share. I should also add, I'm a researcher, so I do a lot of research and presenting in the in professional conferences.
Ooh.
So I do a lot of that, and imposter syndrome has been one of my topics. So I was like, okay, well, you know, so many women talk about this, or at least I've had a lot of conversations with women, and I'm like, okay, let's share it on a different level. So I did one podcast episode, and that continues to be the one that people reference a lot. And then I would throw out some polls like, you know, hey, do you want to hear more about this? And it was always like 100% yes. So I'm like, okay, something needs to be done. So in honor of my audience and all of their wonderful feedback, I have developed two different courses on imposter syndrome. One is a little bit shorter, more of an overview class. And then another one is a little bit more in depth, where you actually get homework. You get homework from me. But it's really applying it to your life and using the five different keys that I've researched into overcoming imposter syndrome. So where the courses are right now, they are, you know, do it at your own pace. They are, you know, pre-recorded, so that way if someone can access it at any time, I wanted to make it accessible for individuals. And I realize we all live in different time zones, right? So I didn't want to make somebody, you know, be at a computer at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when you live in, you know, Europe or something like that, right? In addition to working at your own pace, you have access to your instructor via discussion boards, email, and also I am more than happy to jump on a Zoom call with somebody if they wanted to talk more. But it is a little bit of work at your own pace with the extra support from an instructor. I know that was a lot. Thank you.
No, I love it. I love it. And it makes so much sense. And what I want to also talk about, and I don't think I'm looking at my notes here and I'm like, wait a minute, Lisa, you're holding out on me. You didn't tell me you had a podcast. I didn't see that. What's the name of your podcast? I love bringing podcasters on here, but I'm over here like, wait a minute, I don't remember seeing this in my notes. So what's the name of your podcast? I love introducing podcasters to my audience. So what's the name of the podcast? Let's start there.
It's Progress on Perfection with Dr. W.
Say that again slower. Say that again slower, because I was writing it down. So the people listening that are trying to write it down, they're like, what'd you say? Hold on. They're not going to rewind. You got to say that one slower, okay?
Slower. Progress, Not Perfection with Dr. W.
That's awesome. So Progress, Not Perfection with Dr. W.
Yep.
It is
named after my book, my first book. So we're on it celebrating stories of where you make progress and not just focusing on the perfection, right? Because if we're talking about business or really any place in life, we have to celebrate that journey, those little steps of progress before we get to that perfect moment, right? So I wanted to start conversations about that so that we can celebrate and work towards our goals.
That's awesome. I love it. So Lisa, that being said, so if somebody's listening to this, and they want to learn more about the Millennial Academy or Bell's Notebook or the Progress, let me make sure I'm saying this right, Progress Not Perfection with Dr. W podcast. I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with your brand?
Sure. So they could visit me at www.bellsnotebook.com or I'm very active on Instagram. I have an Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, which is also all Bell's Notebook. And they could also email me at drbellsnotebook@gmail.com. Those are the easiest ways to get in touch with me, and all the updates about the Academy and our future courses will be on all those social media platforms.
That's awesome. Well, Lisa, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, and congrats again on the launch of the Millennial Academy and continued success at your podcast. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Lisa, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.